is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Oh, yeah, it's Wrench Nation, Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. Frank and Steve here. Hey, Frank.
What is happening, Stevie, baby?
Nice seeing you again, man.
All righty. We are doing very nice.
Hey, congratulations. Last week, we went to Frank's dinner. He was presented with the Small Business of the Year in Chandler, the Desert Car Care of Chandler. Well, we gotta recognize it.
Well, it was
when you do your thing, you gotta be proud of it. Yeah,
we hit a couple three-pointers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
It was
Thank
awesome
you.
To be a part of that. And Frank played mean trombone.
Yeah, I was playing a rusty old trombone, baby.
And you're a lot like me in ways. I had to pull you off the stage with, like, a stick. Because
That's right. I wouldn't shut
because
up.
Because you won't shut up. They're like, Frank, shut up. We got to move on. There's other businesses. Tex Earnhardt's got to win his award.
Yeah, Tex Earnhardt was really, really awesome.
Hey, man, what? Tex Earnhardt, that ain't no bull.
I got to tell you what. He is down to earth.
Yes.
He is the real deal.
Yes, he's a nice guy.
He is so genuine.
But he also tells you how it is.
He
but
does.
You
got
to love a person like that.
Yeah, you do.
Really do.
Get out of my way, Sonny.
Holy crap, Greg Buckley's already on the line. You got to wait a second, Greg.
Greg Buckley. Wait,
Holy moly.
We're not ready.
We're not ready for you yet. Call us back.
Firing up the batteries over here. But we had just an amazing week.
Oh, maybe
week.
Not. Maybe this is somebody else.
Oh, we'll bring somebody
we'll
else.
We'll find out. But go ahead and let's start the show first.
Yeah, Tex Earnhardt was amazing. We had a lot of great businesses from the Chandler Chamber of Commerce. We love Chandler. We love Gilbert. We love the East Valley.
Yes.
And once in a while, I step a foot in the West Valley. And
the West Side?
Side. We have a good time. And here we are, Frank and Steve, Wrench Nation, car care to your community people. We've got mechanics from all over the country. We also have a great staff. Man, Twitter's been just amazing, people.
Yeah.
We're 24/7. You can catch us there with your car care questions.
And everybody on YouTube at WrenchNation.tv.
If you happen to be watching this a year later and you're in Indonesia on YouTube, we thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. So
now we take your calls, 480-655-8870 if you have a car conundrum. You know, some of the things that might be happening in people's cars, Frank, tell us a couple that might be common problems.
Well, vibrations on cruising,
cruising
speeds at freeway speeds, it seems to be one. If your car's pulling to the left or right.
Air conditioning's blowing hot
air.
Well,
right now, AC, no doubt. If you have a child in the back seat and he just doesn't seem to shut up, we have a remedy for that one, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
480-655-8870. If you call in with a question today, you can choose. We've got GameStop gift card, and we've got Chick-fil-A gift cards. I love their lemonade at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man.
I could instead of an IV, when I go into the hospital, I just have them hook up Chick-fil-A.
You got
lemonade.
A little drip system.
It's a lemonade. Maybe. I just love that lemonade.
That explains you.
That explains me.
You're loaded with lemonade.
I am a little bit. Yeah. 480-655-8870. If you have any kind of question, we also will take questions today about today's topic. What is today's topic?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been an interest on social media. You can catch us on Facebook. Lots of folks reaching out. We've had questions off the radio sessions here. People want to know. A lot of us are buying these used cars, and they want to know am I getting a fair deal?
Exactly.
How do I negotiate?
Exactly.
And, you know, negotiate like a Mark Cuban up in here. We want some powerful tips, and we got those tips today on how to negotiate the purchase of a used car, whether it's used car retail dealer or used car Craigslist. If you're going to dance with the Craigslist, we've got tips for that as well, how to buy smartly. That's a word I just made up, smartly.
Yeah, because there's a lot of questions when you're buying a used car. I've done it. I had an employee who I helped up buy a used truck off of Craigslist.
Right.
And we went out and looked at a couple different trucks. And so there's so many important things you have to ask, and also understand that you have the money, so you're the one that's in control. All right? Don't let the person who's selling that car dictate exactly what you need to do when you're buying it.
I'm saying, we're going to make all salesmen. Where's my baby crying?
I got to turn you up. Go ahead.
Okay,
baby cry. Go ahead. You're up.
All right. Let's rephrase.
All right. Make the baby cry.
It's not crying. We have
Justin,
dead air.
Justin, why is it not crying?
And that's the beautiful thing about this live radio show.
It was crying a second ago.
It was crying. But Steve, I got to tell you, we got some news.
We
got
to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I can make
people.
Your baby cry for
we
you.
We want to. Don't make what? Ooh,
yikes.
All right. Here's the baby who'll cry here.
Ow.
Here's the baby crying.
That's That's what's going to happen to the seller.
Hey, try your baby now.
All right, hold on.
All right, we're going to make sure this works. Your baby crying?
Is this an older baby?
Your baby going to cry?
I can't find that thing.
It's over on D. Upper right-hand corner.
No, it's cry. Gone. We're going to keep anymore? Moving.
Oh, all right. Well, I got the baby
Justin
crying.
Will help us out.
There you go.
So if you got car care questions, call in. Otherwise, we did want to touch upon some things going on. Car thieves are now targeting vehicles again. This rash of targeting innocent vehicles that are parked quietly on the street.
We need to get a list of the most stolen vehicles in Arizona.
Well, yeah, we're going to get that. But Arizona's not as bad, though we have a list of really California. Uh-huh. And in all fairness, if you did the math, it's per capita. I mean, they got more cars.
Well, I mean, honestly, a lot of the chop shops and stuff, but you take them across the border to Mexico, a lot of cars end up over there.
It's the professional thieves out there. Yep. These guys are dressed up as professional thieves, and they'll swank out what you
what
got.
What do you wear when you're a professional thief?
I'm thinking, like, for some reason, the dude from Batman. What is that little?
like the Riddler? Like the little mask?
Well, no.
No?
With the little cat thingy, cat burglar looking thing.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, the henchman.
The repair shops, there is, unfortunately, a black market just about anything. I mean, there's black markets exist for anything.
What happened to the club?
The club. I had a client call me this week, and they're probably listening. You guys rock, by the way. Thank you. We had a client call, and she got old-fashioned. She said, Frank, I don't need all the fancy. Can you tell me, can I still buy the club? And I'm like, heck yeah, you can buy for $18.99.
Are they still out there?
They're still out there.
I'm surprised that people have late 80s, early 90s, those things were everywhere.
That's right.
And now nobody uses them, and we haven't really improved anything like as far as people stealing your car, have we?
If you drove a car in the 80s, you had the club and your parachute pants.
And your baby on board little thing in the window.
Yeah, that was it. That was before we were leaving kids and dogs in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
People. And I do want to remind people, unfortunately, locally, we've had some, let's just call it what it is. Stupidity, people! Don't leave your animals inside the car at all, man. Yeah. At all. Even if you're running out for 30 seconds, forget it.
I was driving home from my mom's on Sunday.
Oh.
And it was 115 degrees.
Hotter than
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And there was a guy walking his dog on the concrete. And I'm sitting there.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, what's up?
Yeah.
Do you understand how hot that concrete is on the dog's paw? You have shoes on. Why don't you take your shoes off, give them to the dog, and then you go ahead and walk barefoot on that concrete.
Yeah.
And see what it feels like.
Well, it's interesting. Steve, you've got states, and I don't think Arizona. If I saw you leaving a dog in your car.
Right.
I could rescue that dog.
Yes.
Or child, God forbid.
I think Arizona's looking at, something in
this year's laws. So if I decide to bust your window and save a dog
I think that's legal now when the new year kicks in.
I hope so, man, because I think, you know, it's not that people are being intentionally cruel. We just get stupid. Humanity has stupid moments. We all have them and we forget. And we're talking about leaving kids in the car. I have a tip. And, of course, the local media is really doing a good job of covering this.
I don't know how any person can just forget.
Well, here we go. I'm going to tell you how. This is the fact, man. This is the statistic, okay?
Okay.
So here we are. My wife takes the kid to school every morning.
Okay.
I get up in the morning. I go to work.
Okay.
All right? So now, one morning, my wife says, Frank, take the kid to school. Guess what happens to my morning? My routine. Listen, let's face it.
Your routine's different, but of course, I don't have children, but let me just say this. If I know I'm putting the kid in the car, I know I'm taking it out. I know there's distractions.
Absolutely.
I know, and there's responsibility that goes with that.
It does. But what happens in the morning? This is the studies. They actually said, okay, what the heck is making people forget their children in a car all day? What is up with that? And the studies show it's really simple, Steve. We get out of a pattern. There is a morning pattern or an evening pattern. Mm-hmm. So here's the tip. Leave all of your important stuff, cell phone, wallet, purse, leave that stuff with the kid or even the dog.
Right.
Because when you leave, you got to say, oh, wait, I got to get my smartphone. Oh, there's the dog. There's the kid.
Right. And you got to concentrate because if you're driving and you've got your kid maybe on a day that you don't normally and you're on the phone talking to somebody and somebody calls and it's business.
Right.
And you're sitting there talking business. You get out of your car and going, you're like, oh, crap. I just forgot.
You forgot. So let's look out for each other. Yes. There's absolutely no reason, people, for us to be going through that. On today's show, we're talking about negotiating used cars, not only on a retail level. Perhaps you're walking into a dealership or you know, you want to dance on Craigslist and you've got a $3,000 to $5,000 seems kind of the common budget. Give us a call if you have any used car stories, good, bad, ugly.
Oh yeah, we love
or
to,
tips.
Love
you
to
know,
hear
this
them.
Show is about a community. People, we're not mechanical.
I'm sure there are tons of people who have bought a used car who yeah. bought a complete lemon.
That's right.
All
and
right,
have a
we
story
want
to
hear
share.
That story. 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. If you call us, we'll put you on the air. We'll give you a Chick-fil-A gift card or a GameStop gift card.
That's right.
How could you ask for anything more?
That's you talking about it. Now, listen, Twitter, we got to give out some shout outs.
All right.
I got a few people, and I've repeated myself over, and I want to just get people on to just understand these are rock stars. As I'm stumbling
party
here.
Party like a rock star. Party like a rock star.
I got to tell you, John Gardner TV. Go check out John Gardner TV on Twitter. I'm sure he's on Facebook as well, but he's a great show on Velocity TV. 8:30 Sundays. Check the schedule. John Gardner. We've got to give him a shout out. He is
Hi, John Gardner.
John is a automotive professor out of Florida, educating. And got Professor of the Year. We got to love the education.
Yeah.
After all, we're here at EVIT.
We are.
And we also have some fellow Car Talk Show folks out there. We've got the great chicks of Car Chicks. Go check out Car Chicks. They also have a podcast. And we give it a little Twitter shout out because we got lots of Twitter love out there.
All right. We'll be back here. 480-655-8870 is our number. It's Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Oh, yes, Stephen Frank here, Wrench Nation, 480-655-8870. You have a question about buying a used car today. That's going to be our topic, 480-655-8870. Or maybe you have a horror story about buying that used car.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you've got something wrong and you want to know what's going on. We've got Susie on the phone calling all the way from California. She's a teacher, I guess. Hello, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hello. My question is about AC. Coming from California to Phoenix,
okay.
There's a stretch there that says turn off the AC.
Oh yeah.
To go to a Scirocco Summit.
That's right.
And I guess they're worried about overheating your car.
Yes.
Yeah.
So quite we follow the rule, but somebody said you don't have to do this with a fairly new car
that's
as long
a,
as you watch
yep.
water, you know, meter.
Susie, that's a great question. And the thing is, I would tell you, if you've got an older vehicle, meaning that if your vehicle's 100,000 mile plus, and perhaps, well, I may not have gotten the coolant system squared away recently and things like that. Yes, when you're putting a load on a vehicle, creeping up a 6,000-foot ledge
right.
up to
6% grade.
6% grade, your engine is working top-notch. That's the point where engineers really have stretched it. And in some occasions, you wonder, did they even test this vehicle?
Yeah, right especially if you're yeah. if you got a truck and you're pulling a fifth wheel trailer behind it or
oh,
something.
Yeah, yeah
I mean going up that mountain, you certainly can overheat. But you're right; if it's a newer vehicle, it's less likely.
You want to keep an eye. The thing about it is, I say to this during the summer, Susie, whether you're in California, Iowa, if you're in Boston in the summer, carry you a little spritzer spray plastic bottle. Keep that in the center console so it's not in the dead sun. And, you know, if you've got to turn the AC down a bit, mist your cab with a little spritz of water. And it'll
really?
Actually, yeah, it'll help evaporate you in the car and, you know, the truck. And you can get through that little hump of a mountain.
Yeah, and make sure you're watching your temperature gauge as
Watch
well.
It.
When
yeah.
you know, when that sign is there, I wouldn't necessarily turn off my air right away. But I would be watching that temperature gauge. And if it moves even a little bit,
yeah,
then I might want to pull over for a bit.
Right.
I want to make sure that when I'm traveling in the summer anyway in the desert, I probably have some coolant with me if I have a vehicle that has higher mileage.
Otherwise, this is why we have the good old-fashioned picnic basket. If you feel an overheat situation, pull over no matter where you are. We have some beautiful roadside
picnic
areas. You have a little picnic on the side. Wait till sundown and let all the trucks go by. But, Susie, I hope that answers the question. You be conservative.
And as a matter of fact, on that road, I think they have. They have a lot of those emergency call boxes for that reason.
I don't know if they work.
I think they also have some water stations.
They do.
I know, but yeah. I don't want to get in that position where my car is
No, you
open.
Don't.
Of course not. Of course not.
And Susie, be conservative. I think that you can go at it in a conservative fashion. So just keep an eye. Don't be paranoid. Turn your AC on. This time of year, just be a little conservative. Now, what does that mean? We got to tell the listeners. That doesn't mean you turn down the volume of air because that AC compressor is still on.
Right.
Just because you turn the volume of air.
Sure.
It would just mean, okay, well, I'm going to shut the system off.
Right.
What I would say, let's back up a little, Susie. I'd go into it with the AC on, okay? And I'm going to keep an eye on it. If during the first 25% of headed up this grade, I seem to be doing okay, well, I'm going to continue on. Once I get halfway into it, if I look okay, then I should be okay. But if that first 25%, things don't feel right, or even this, the AC seems to be getting warmer, right? It's working hard. Then I would shut the AC off. Shut the AC switch off and get through that little pass.
And you can tell if your engine's working real hard with the RPMs as well. Most cars have the RPM meters that will be there. And if you're going above 5,000, you're causing yourself a lot of problems.
Yeah, you're working it hard. But yep. Susie, don't worry. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Just use your judgment and instinct. We all forget. Sometimes we get in situations and we don't get back to basics, which is just trust our instinct. If it doesn't smell right, feel right, or isn't cold air, shut it off.
Susie, you said from California to the Valley. Do you live in the Valley?
Yes, I live in the Valley.
Okay, great. Well, hang on a second. We're going to get you a Chick-fil-A gift card, okay?
We got a gift card. Susie, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Great question, especially this time of year. People traveling back and forth to San Diego to cool off.
They do, man.
And absolutely.
We got some mountains to go through.
We got a little Motown music
here. Oh, yeah. What do we got? Yeah. Yeah, I love this.
Because we've got a special guest. Bill's on the phone from Interstate. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hey. What is it that you guys are on, and where can I get some?
Well, we're on the Pulse. You can get some on your app on pulseradio.fm.
Yeah.
Or if you're in Phoenix on 88.7 FM. That's what we are on, my friend.
Well, we got Mr. Bill Nalu. He is a rock star outside of Detroit. He's got just a top-notch automotive service garage out of Detroit. What part of Detroit suburbs, Bill? Tell us.
Madison Heights, Michigan, just north of Detroit.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard some good news about Detroit. Of course, Motor City.
Yeah.
That Ford's adding more jobs.
We got a comeback going on, baby.
Yes.
We got a comeback.
Nice. That's good news for Detroit because Detroit's an incredible city.
It is.
And I really want to see it revitalized.
Yeah.
We really thank you for calling, Bill. We're talking about negotiating used cars, whether it be on Craigslist or we're talking about perhaps you're walking into a dealership. What tip can you send out to the listeners? No matter if you're in Detroit, California, Iowa, Indonesia, tell us.
Well, Frank, first of all, let me thank you guys for allowing me this opportunity. I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version of this here. I'll give you about 30 years worth of experience here in the next 5 minutes or so, and I want to challenge you that this information that I'm going to provide you, you will not find this anywhere. I mean, anywhere.
Whoa, wait a minute. We need to hit the exclusive button. It's like CNN. We got an exclusive right here with Bill Nalu out of Detroit.
Interesting story. So, and all of this stuff that we're talking about, what makes the difference is I literally have my repair. I have my life because a father, back when I was 16 years old, allowed me to make a mistake and buy a car from that proverbial used car salesman, and it ended up breaking down at 2 miles away from my house, and it cost about 10 months of my life to repay him back for the loan because he's co-signed for it. Anyway, no hard feelings about this gentleman that sold me the car. I have nothing but good feelings about him. He allowed me to understand that you could either be victimized, or you could consider yourself a victim, or you can rise above that and help people out of that before they get into it. So having said that, I've done this probably hundreds of times over the years, have counseled folks over this stuff here. Very, very simple. Some of the very simplest things that I tell folks about is before you get in the car and you drive off to Timbuktu to go look at these cars, one of the things, and Craigslist is, by the way, is to me the best place to find a car, but it's also the riskiest.
Sure. Oh, yeah, man. It's like a Lebanese. It's like an old Middle East bazaar, man.
It's a tough haul. So one of the things I tell folks is, understand that 90 to 95% of those folks on Craigslist are people that are flipping cars for a living.
Sure.
What are car flippers?
Yep.
Those are people, very simply, that are in the business of selling cars. But more importantly than that, they're flipping cars. So they're buying a car from John Doe, and rather than transferring the vehicle to their name, they will go ahead and sell the vehicle. And so you're buying the vehicle from, whoever, but with somebody else's name on that title. Very, very risky. And so what you want to do at that point in time is you want to trust but verify everything.
Yeah.
Verify everything. And so item number one, before I head out and call anybody, I take the phone number that's in Craigslist. I take that, and I use my little copy feature.
Yep, Google it.
Paste that right into the search screen.
Yep.
And in most cases, out is going to pop out five or six other ads that this person is selling in Craigslist.
Oh, my goodness. Bill Naval, you just gave away an exclusive. Repeat that. What do I do? Say it again, babe.
So what happens is we're going to take that phone number and we're going to paste that into the search bar in Craigslist. And if you see any other ads that pop up, you know you're not making that call anymore. And I'll explain why we don't make those calls. I've had people say, well, why not? Why not give it a chance? We'll get to that.
All right, Bill, let me go off on that a little bit, because a few years back, took one of the guys who works for me out to buy a car. And of course, on Craigslist, there were people that basically, once you clicked on it and saw it, you knew it was a dealership. So we went to the dealership to look at those cars.
And so you can filter. The problem is, even when you filter out the dealers and you're going to private individuals,
right,
you're still going to find these guys. And you'll see, and the way you'll know that, and it's very subtle, and you've got to have a discerning eye, and this is what this is all about, counseling people through this. You got to see if the vehicle is sitting in front of a car wash, or if it's, and you see, you know, a repair facility in the background,
sure,
or you see it in front of an apartment complex or something like that.
Sure.
Do yourself a favor and just walk away. Turn the page.
Okay.
There are other vehicles out there that are going to pop up.
Right.
So let me just go back to this thing with the search screen.
Yep.
What if you pull up if you put the 10-digit number and nothing pops out? You're not done yet.
Uh-oh.
What you want to do at that point in time is eliminate the area code and now just enter the 7 digits in the search screen and now see what pops up.
Oh, sure. My goodness. Yeah. This is like searching for Hillary Clinton's email, man. This is like Secret Service stuff right here.
Exactly. So, because some of these guys are slick enough to understand what we're talking about.
Sure.
They're to us.
Well,
okay.
We're gonna make them cry. That's the goal. We want these guys to cry like babies.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Keep going, Bill.
All right, what's your next tip?
So the next tip is a lot of times when people are ready, you know, so let's suppose this is the only ad and we feel comfortable to make calls. So now you make the call. What's the first thing that most people say when they call? What's the only artillery in their armament?
How much?
How much do you want for your car?
How much?
Flexible on the asking price. So now you're talking to me. I'm a professional car flipper. What am I going to say to you? Frank, I am the most negotiable person you have ever met in your life. There's no more negotiable person who you've ever met.
Oh.
So now you come to my driveway. I see the look in your eyes. All of a sudden, I see the stars light up when you see my shiny red car that's pasted together.
Sure.
Now, am I going to be negotiable anymore?
Whoa.
I hope not.
I'm bringing
not
a baseball anymore. Bat no. to that one.
Well, now here's my thing, and it might be one of your tips coming up, but now I'm going to say, if I don't know the person and I'm a little uncomfortable, because, you know, with Craigslist, sometimes you get, once in a while, you'll get somebody who's a little weird. I like to meet them at a public place.
Police station.
Where do you? Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. If there's a Bank of America building on the corner of whatever I'm going to say, could you meet me at the Bank of America? Because if that person's not comfortable taking that car there, one, they would either have to drive it or tow it there. So you'd know. And two, I would rather be in a public situation where there's other people around if I'm going to meet with someone I don't know.
Okay, so I don't think that's a good idea, but I'll explain why here.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
When I call, I don't say, hey, Frank, I'm calling about your green Ford Focus that you have in Craigslist.
Right.
What I'm asking is an open-ended question, and the open-ended question specifically is, I'm calling about the vehicle, not the car, not the truck. I'm calling about the vehicle you have listed in Craigslist.
Okay.
And I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to listen to what he says next.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Let him lead you first.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Right?
And, you know, you talk about these great points, you know, and the thing about it is you got to be careful with the, I mean, look, we're not going to, I guess, you know, you buy a car from a flipper. Is that a bad thing? We're talking about how to negotiate like a maniac. And the thing about it is you got to remember, I know that there's a sizable markup, and I'm more concerned that people are buying what they thought was a deal. That is a straight up lemon.
Well, you got to run your blue book values.
Well,
so that you can be
local,
fair.
Make sure the title's clean, right, Bill? We don't want to buy a salvage title.
How do you find out if a title's clean?
It says
here's the next question. So let's suppose the person comes back and says, yeah, you're calling about my green Ford Focus, right?
Right.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so the next question now is, how long have you owned the vehicle? Now, all of a sudden, Frank tells me, oh, well, he's the original owner.
Right.
The next question out of my mouth is, do you have paperwork that can prove you have the maintenance records for this vehicle going back to 2004, And is the vehicle in your name, and does the title go back to 2004? Because if what you, most of the time, what you're going to end up happening is the guy's going to say, well, you know what, it was my aunt's car,
right,
and she passed away and she willed me the car, and the car is in her name. I have showed up, and this is when I used to cut my teeth learning this stuff, I would literally walk up to somebody's house, look at the title, and I'd say, well, you know, I'd say, can I look at the title? I'd take a look at the title, and I would say, so what's the name on the title? And the person would look at me, not realizing that I was going to ask them that question.
Right, they have
no
clue.
Say to me, well, what do you mean? What? I say, well, who's on this title? Whose name is on this title? It's a woman's name, and I'm talking to a man here.
Right.
Who's the name? And he wouldn't know, because he didn't realize I was going to ask him that question. So there you have a car flipper that you're dealing with.
That's all right, what about asking the person who's selling it if I could take it for a test drive?
Well, the problem with that is that all comes after the fact.
Okay. Yeah.
When we get past these three or four points that I'm getting to you at, what you're going to discover at that point is once we establish that this person is in fact the person whose name is on the title,
right,
and he's willing to provide us a driver's license for ID so that we can verify that we're buying the car from this person.
Those are steps I never would have thought of.
And hold on, you said ID. What we tend to forget is I need registration and proof of insurance.
Yeah.
Right? Now we're starting to put the pattern together. Look, the thing is, we're going to get to negotiation, but right now we want to make sure we're buying a legitimate car.
Sure.
And we kind of got involved here in the Craigslist land. A lot of our listeners are going to buy their car. We got a lot of first-time drivers out there. Make sure that the ID is good, registration's good, and insurance, period. If not, you got some situations that can go down that can be a major problem. And Bill, we hate to wrap it up like this so quickly, Bill.
Thank you for the great tips.
We appreciate you, Bill. We're going to have you again on the show. If you're
absolutely
out of Detroit, check out Interstate Auto Care. Bill Nalo, you rock, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you for being on. Wrench Nation continues on 88.7 The Pulse. 480-655-8870. If you have a car conundrum question, we've got prizes for you. We put you on the air, all right? 480-655-8870. Call us.
Oh, yeah.
Wrench Nation Car Talk tonight on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, Frank and Steve, Wrench Nation Car Talk, 480-655-8870 is our number. If you have any car questions, I got a cop. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, so
we
had Bill Nalo on. He gave us some great
from
tips.
Detroit.
I think to summarize what he's really talking about, Steve, is, look, we have a tendency to research the car.
Right.
But what we really need to do is research the seller, man. So what Bill is saying is, A, let's recap. Copy and paste the information, phone number, whatever you have, find it elsewhere on the internet to dive in a little bit more. Now, I'm not suggesting if you're buying a car from a car flipper, all's bad, but your money is hard earned, and you want to make sure that you research Buku, especially on Craigslist. And we can't forget, all my mechanics listening, they know this, and they're probably yelling through the stereo right now, you got to say the number one thing. If you buy, as we always preach, if you buy a used car, get a pre-purchase inspection by a certified mechanic, hug a mechanic, because that's going to, I tell you, he'll be your savior. She'll be your savior, because you, before you buy that car, no matter where, Craigslist, used car in a used car lot, retail dealer, you get it inspected, because stuff can happen. And that could be leveraged. So, for example, you may not find a whole lot of bad stuff.
Right.
But you may find a couple little nickel and dime adds up to maybe $500,000.
Sure.
You can arm yourself up and say, hey, this is what I found.
Just like you do in the house inspection. Bring
that
price down.
Exactly. You bring that price down. So
it might not be the deal killer.
No, it's
but
not.
But it you need to be a little more informed, because you may have to put some money into it.
Right.
Now, another thing Bill said, which was important, is when you're making that call, instead of you asking so many questions, say, tell me about the car. Go ahead and let them volunteer information.
Yeah.
And then whatever information they don't cover, then go ahead and take your questions. And you know what? When you're going to buy a car, look, you're spending a lot of money. And you might be spending, you know, all your savings on this car. You might want to write down all the questions of the things you need to do. And, you know, you could call Wrench Nation. We can give you some tips. Or, of course, online as well. Wrench Nation Facebook. Frank will put some stuff up there, Twitter, and all that good stuff. So make sure you do have your questions ready.
Right. 480-655-8870. You know, we've got the topic of negotiating the used car. But also, if you've got a current car care conundrum, whether, you know, you've got a notorious brake squeak that won't go away, or you've got a check engine light that seems to be a problem, you guys know, call us, 480-655-8870. And then the other thing, too, is I think what happens is we get in a position in life where we want to buy the car, we need it soon, and that puts us in a different temperament. We have to be prepared to walk away. That is like one of the golden tips, no matter where you buy it.
Because if you're not, they've got you.
They've got you.
Be prepared to walk away. There's always another car right around the corner.
And don't fall in love with the car.
I got to tell you a story.
Can't do that.
You know, I always have stories.
Yes, sir.
And I can remember.
I just want to let you know, yes. I love your stories,
okay,
Papa.
This is, I'm only 8 or 9 years old. My dad is buying a car, a Granada. My brother back in the 70s. That's okay.
That was a funky
late
car.
70s, early. Yeah. It was early 80s. My brother, right. My dad, I was just a kid. Right. And I just remember my dad going up to the guy, and the guy had an accent. He was like, my dad, the guy wanted 2,000. My dad was trying to get it down. And the guy
was like,
what's the matter for you? What's the matter for you? He was like Italian. What's the matter for you? Why you don't want to pay me this amount of money?
Yeah.
And my dad's like, I want to pay you less money. My dad, nothing's the matter for me. What's the matter for you? My dad literally did that. My dad would play off that. It's just a moment that I have not thought about, Frank, in 30-some years.
And it
my
came
dad
back.
Said, nothing's the matter for me. What's the matter for you? And they were going back, what's the matter me? What's the matter you? Like that song.
Right. They go back and forth. You know, depending on what part of the country, everybody has their little spiel of negotiating. But now it's a big business, especially, you know, Craigslist. But I got to tell you, we're going back to the, perhaps you've got something that may cost more and you're not hanging out on Craigslist. And
right.
You're going to a used car dealer. One of the things I will tell you, and I got to say, all of your experts, by no means am I the expert, right? I can tell you from experience and talking to thousands of people over my 27 years in the automotive industry. And the number one thing that I hear over and over again before going in to buy a car is work out your financing before you buy the car. In other words, you're not going to rely on the dealer. You may get it at a local credit union. You may get it at your bank. You may have an Uncle Louie that's going to lend you the money for it, 2.2 a month. The thing is, try to do your research on the money side of things
right.
before you go in.
Right.
Because that's a big business. We can't take that business away. However, it's something that we can just knock off our list. Have your money square. Don't make the money funny once you get back in there, because you could pay more money, and that's a big profit center for a lot of the dealerships.
Sure.
Again, we're not taking that away, but know about it.
When you go into a dealership, Frank, and let's say you have the cash to buy the car, do they prefer the financing part of it?
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do. That's the fact. Okay, now I can feel good. I've got 15,000 cash.
Right.
Got a vehicle on there. The thing is that they will lose that ability on the finance
all
side.
All that interest.
It's a business, and it's okay. Look, we got to respect the fact that business is business. However, negotiations is negotiations.
Well, if I'm walking in with cash to buy a car, I want a better deal. And I don't always get that.
You're not always going to get that.
Right?
And the other thing, too, is, and I'm not knocking extended warranties, but again, be prepared. If you're offered an extended warranty, not a bad thing.
I've been through that.
However, get ready to negotiate. It's another profit center, and we say that respectfully.
I took that out of a purchase one time. I took that completely out.
I did. You
did.
Should we clap on that?
I think so.
Is that?
I literally said, I don't want it.
Well, you
and
don't
they
have
said,
to buy
oh, well,
it.
They literally sit there when you're in financing, but they make you feel like you need to buy it, Frank.
Well, you can always buy that stuff later.
They make you feel like you need to buy it. And the whole thing was with warranties, what they're betting on is that you'll never use it, is that you'll get rid of the car before you use it, and you put in that $1,800 extra bucks or whatever it is they charged you on that new vehicle. They're betting on the fact that you'll never use it,
and
because the manufacturer's warranty is going to cover you up to a certain amount of miles.
It is. You can technically buy that later. The thing about extended warranties, I'm going to give this is a huge tip, because there's a lot of extended warranties, man. It's like going to the swap meet to buy an extended warranty. It won't cover anything. And that Louis Vuitton you thought was a Louis is a swap meet Louis. It's going to fall apart tomorrow.
I remember that song.
Uh-huh, right. So what I'm saying, people, is if you decide later on to buy an extended warranty and you didn't buy it from the selling dealer, you can call your insurance agent. If you buy an extended warranty from your local insurance agent who you've known for years
and
there's a problem, there's more recourse. There's more recourse. And the second thing about an extended warranty is, unfortunately, if it was a cheap deal, right. you got a cheap policy.
Yep.
Those good and extended warranties can really
pay
off.
Well, you need to also find out who the company is on the extended warranty. You need to Google it and find out if there's a lot of complaints with the Better Business Bureau, because I've seen TV shows recently. There are some bad ones out there that are just fake.
Yes.
Be careful.
Be very careful on that.
Remember, it's your money.
It is your money.
So you've got to do the research on it.
That's right. You know, so be cautious on that. There are different... many areas of profit centers. And the other thing, too, I'm just going to bring this out. We had a recall show last week. People, please, one of the items that you have to do before you buy a car is search the VIN number. People may be selling something, and sometimes the recalls are not dangerous. They could be something minor, right. like an updated part that has some premature wear.
Well, ever since I mentioned last week they didn't take the Camaro in,
uh-oh.
Somebody here has been on our case about getting that ignition.
Well, yeah, you got to take care of that.
I better go do it.
Yeah, we don't want a problem. My thing is research with the recall situation, type in the VIN number, and make sure that you understand you could be buying a car that has an airbag issue, and it's 9 months before you get that part, and you technically will be driving around with a bum airbag. That's not
good. There's nothing you can do. It's because they're so backed up from the massive recall of airbags that it's just there's no time for them to fix it right away.
Yeah, it is time. The other thing, too, I would tell you people, if you're buying an as-is vehicle, of course, we can't reiterate as much, man. Have your mechanic, your local Rockstar mechanic, do an inspection. But be careful. Be careful when you sign an as-is agreement. Be careful, okay?
Okay.
Now, technically, you're not buying new. But you really want to find out what that as-is all about.
Well, if you're buying it directly from some guy on Craigslist that isn't a dealer, I mean, literally, there was no agreement other than we met at the bank and changed the title right there.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're definitely, with Craigslist, you're not. I'm talking more if you're buying a low mileage. You know, and we got to say, too, in perspective of, do I need to buy a new car? Well, I'm not an advocate of new, although I've bought new cars in the past. Used car, 2 years old.
Yep.
Because what do we say? You talked about it. The value diminishes instantly.
I bought a used car. This truck is used, but only had 300 miles. We've been through that story on this show a couple of times. But I literally sat there and thought for a second, does the manufacturer's warranty void? Because that guy only owned it for 4 months and brought it back.
No.
And they assured me not. And I said, can I have something in writing that says I was a little concerned? And they what they did is they went to Carfax, and the Carfax said there was 31 months left on one warranty, and then I think it was 60-some months left on another one, or so many miles.
Right.
So explain that it doesn't matter if you have the car or if somebody else has the car. The VIN number
the
is what's tied
is,
to.
That's right.
And those things that are covered when they bought it, if it's covered to 100,000 miles and you buy it with 70,000 miles, you're still covered to 100,000 miles.
That's right. The VIN is really, you can swap that vehicle a million times, a million different buyers. As long as it's under that period effect of warranty, the VIN will dictate that. And the other thing, this may sound odd to a lot of our listeners. We have to respect business is business. You're not going to walk into a dealership.
They're there to make money or
they
wouldn't have the door open. They got to pay people.
And most importantly, a lot of our good local dealerships, they want to build a relationship. They want you to send your cousin, your father, your mother. Allow them to make a profit. Be respectful.
I've sent a lot of family and friends to Thoroughbred.
But understand you can negotiate on a lot of those things respectfully. And you don't have to worry about whipping out baseball bats or, you know, getting disgruntled. About a price. You know, and years ago, it was all about negotiating the price, the price, the price. Not so much today. Most of your dealerships have it pretty much rock bottom. There may be a little buffer. There are some profit centers within the extended warranty as well as the finance side of things. So just be prepared for that. Your trade-in, Steve. Did you trade in your truck?
I did.
How did that go? What's the deal on trade-ins?
Well, I ran the Blue Book value first to kind of get an idea. And mine had been a work truck. So there had been a lot and probably more scratches and dents than the average person would get.
All right.
But my value that I got was like $5,300. Mm-hmm. And they at first came back at me with $4,800.
Right.
And I said I wanted a little bit more. And they actually got me up to $5,800 over it.
Okay.
And I think they did that because they were working with the finance people or whatever. I don't know. They were going to make it up in the interest or whatever it is. But
yeah, and most dealers want to make it happen. Be realistic. Don't walk in with a $5,000 all-day vehicle and you're asking 10,000 people. That's not going to work.
Right, because I only owed $3,600 and they gave me $5,800, so I walked out with $2,200 down.
Right, and you want to make sure that your interest rate wasn't 2/10 or 3/10 more than what you should have gotten either. So be careful with that. And I think really this show really speaks to the Craigslist. I mean, yes, you can have some situations to negotiate down at a used car dealer. And Craigslist is really where we got to be careful, not only doing the research, but to make sure that we're not buying a complete lemon. It is a problem. We don't want that.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Greg Buckley, I think, is on the phone. 480-655-8870 is our phone number. If you want to call in, Wrench Nation continues next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Wrench Nation continues on 88.7 The Pulse, and the Blue Hen is on the phone from where?
Delaware!
It's Mr.
Delaware.
Mr. Greg Buckley, the Blue Hen of Delaware. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, Steve and Frank. How you guys doing, man?
Not bad. It's cooling down. Only 107 today.
107, baby.
107!
I 107. I think we just barely hit 72 or 73 today.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I admire that. Yeah.
Not us.
Oh, man.
The rubber on our soles are sticking.
We hit 117 last week.
I know, man. Oof. You were trying to fry an egg. How did that ever turn out?
Well, the egg situation, I think we had a bad egg, honestly.
I was late for that line.
You know what? It wasn't that hot yet.
No, it wasn't.
If we would have done it on Saturday, it would have happened.
I'm trying to cook an egg
because
on the concrete.
I got a little mini pool for my dogs to go into.
Oh, yeah.
And
when
I stepped in that, it felt like a jacuzzi. It felt like warmer than a jacuzzi.
Greg, seriously, and for you listeners and, of course, our YouTube viewers, we've got Greg Buckley, Buckley's Car Care out of Wilmington, Delaware. You check him out if you're in the Wilmington area. We had news story, Greg. This is how serious it is with our temperatures. Of course, you hear about the kids in the car and the dogs. It's horrendous. But now we had recently had a news where lady's garden hose was sitting out in the sun all day.
Yeah.
She takes the 9-month-old outside, and bam, she's playing with the water and scalds, second-degree burn.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wow.
Out of the garden hose.
Out of the garden hose.
Hot.
That hot, man. So
you get like –
Never would have thought of that.
Yes.
That's
so
amazing.
Your hot water heater could break, and you wouldn't freeze in the water. It would just be a comfortable warm shower.
It's hotter than a mug, my friend.
Wow. Anyway, how's it going, Greg?
It's going good, guys. You know, we're all picking up shops humming along. We're starting to get a lot of, believe it or not, we're really getting a lot of heavy repairs again. People are really starting to put their money back into their
major mechanical.
Major mechanical, yeah. And, you know, all for good reasons. They're looking at their budgets. They're projecting what they got. And they're reinvesting. I mean, we've done three so far. And we just took in another two engine and transmission replacements for
big repairs,
this coming week. Yeah,
right.
Bigger repairs, which is...
And you know,
we
got to bring. We'll probably do another show in the near future about, do I shovel it over the side of the cliff or do I reinvest, and what's the financial sense behind that? But today, we're talking about negotiating car deals, whether it be Craigslist or the retail dealer. You know, Greg, have you experienced? Do you have any personal experiences with? Do you have like a tip you can tell us about what we can? What's the golden egg, man? If I want to negotiate that price.
Well, always walking in knowing there's so much information out there now that buyers really have the upper hand. Now, like you just talked about, though, you know, dealers are going to make money, and they're going to make money on their paper.
Right.
They're going to make it on the trade out, when they trade you out, and flip any balance in. You know, it's one thing you don't want to do is make sure that you don't have anything left over on your payments and you're not struggling.
Because you're going to pay for that
money.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for that. You're going to roll it over. I mean, there's no question. They're going to make money on the rollover. So it's good to go in a very strong position of being either neutral or, you know, like I said, cash plus some sort of asset base. So even if your car's paid off and you want to trade it, you might be better off selling it to the open market.
Yeah.
Right. Getting sell it privately.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sell privately. You know.
I think the problem with that is sometimes people are in too much of a rush. You know, you go into a dealership and see what they're going to give you, and by the time you know, they don't want to let you leave.
Right.
No, they won't, and that's where the dealerships will get you. You know,
right.
Because they know you want that vehicle, and you're frothing at the mouth, and you know you're ready to take the keys and run away with it. So you're going to sacrifice maybe $1,000, $2,000, maybe even $3,000 or $4,000.
Yep.
Right.
So I always tell people, I said, just be patient. Even if you're there, and we get examples of people go, well, I don't know how much time I have in this vehicle. Frank, you might get it as well. I don't want to put too much in. I'm going to get rid of it in about 6-7 months. And you know, and I look at them, I go, that 6 or 7 months is going to turn into a year. I know it. I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, so what you want to do is just be patient.
Right.
You know, go out and make a good deal. And if you have something that's reliable right now, you're not rushed. You may not be comfortable. You may not like it, but you got a safe vehicle.
Yep.
It's sound. It's running good. Then go out and shop intelligently. Don't let emotion override the sale. I mean,
number one, people, when you talk about that, Greg, we're talking about when you're negotiating these prices, forget about the payments, man. Talk price. Forget about the payments. Now, you know what your budget is, but man, you don't want to be underwater on a car loan that ends up costing you too much. So make sure that you're controlling that loan direction. Be careful also with some of these advertised deals. Let's face it, we're not knocking the used car market retail-wise. It happens with carpet and you name it. Everyone seems to have a lost leader out, so make sure you do the...
Right.
Avoid those advertised car deals, really. You know, because it really, it almost seems like they don't exist,
right?
If you've got a 1992 Chevy Cavalier with 200,000 miles on it, do you really think somebody's going to give you that $5,000?
No,
for that car.
No,
you know, they're not. So,
yeah.
You know, think about what you're doing. That's why, like I said, patience is key. Having the upper hand, cash is always good for strength. But if you don't have that and you're going to finance, really focus on the price and you know walk in as if you don't have anything and say, what's my bottom line?
Yeah, and you got to use the tools. You got to use the tools that are out there for you on the internet.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many tools out there on the internet, and of course, your local Hugga Mechanic can help you out.
That's
too.
Right. And Wrench Nation,
by the way, it is National Mechanics Week, I do believe.
Frank's heading
it's
down to
Technician Week.
Oh, we're going to downtown Phoenix. We'll let the world know I'm bringing a video camera. You know how that goes.
All right, Greg. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Greg, have a great week. We'll see you next week, partner.
All right, thanks for being on 88.7 The Pulse and Wrench Nation. Here we go.
Wrench Nation, wild and wacky news on wheels.
All right, Frank, what we got going on?
Well, I tell you, we all know about Uber. Uber, the ride sharing. You call Uber, it's easy, clean, simple, affordable. And Saudi Arabia just made a huge investment, put in $3.5 billion in the Uber taxi company.
Oh.
And it's eyeing the whole Middle East. The problem there.
$3.5 billion.
Wow. Yeah, oil's going to go up, I think.
Yeah.
But there's a group of women, and you can't blame these women. Women are banned from driving in Saudi Arabia. It's a terrible thing. We know this. But the Saudi Arabia official said, well, 80% of the Uber client base will be the women that can't drive. And women are pissed in Saudi Arabia because they just want to drive.
Really?
So
it's 2016.
Yeah,
Come on.
Get with it.
We got a female nominated for president. Women in Saudi Arabia can't drive?
Yeah. So we'll see how that report turns out.
That's why we live in America.
That's your weird automotive news.
All right. That does it for Wrench Nation. WrenchNation.tv. Check out the YouTube videos. Also, of course, Wrench Nation on Facebook and on Twitter.
Rock on, people. We want to thank our YouTube listeners. You guys rock. And get on to YouTube. We got all the videos of the show. And if you're catching this on the replay from Indonesia, thank you.
We'll see you next week here on Wrench Nation on The Pulse.